much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Alright, I gotta get going. I gotta go make noises out of my face hole or whatever it is I do.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Ooh! Yee! Ooh, King! Dang!
I let you finish that song as a professional courtesy. That was a mistake.
What? Oh, you're kidding. I love it. You've got that dry sense of humor. It's like you're actually mad.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Did I ever tell you about the day that Steve Martin died?
Steve Martin's not dead, Mike.
I know, but I always thought that the day that he died would be the worst day of my life. And I was wrong. It's this.
And now.
Yeah? Well, around here, we call that Wednesday.
Our feature presentation.
Man, you think you know the way your day is going to go. You sort of have everything set up and you're totally aware of what's going on. There you go. Sorry, Lisa.
That's okay.
And you walk in the studio and...
And everything changes.
Yeah.
In that 1 second.
How dare you?
Wow.
How dare you?
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. He is.
I am.
I'm just saying it's different.
I'm saying I got up this morning and I thought one thing was going to happen.
Can't look.
And then I walk in and it's something completely different.
No one knows what you're talking about, by the way.
Bean is in the studio.
All right. Can't it still...
So first of all, I should address more warmly.
Can it still be pick on Beer Mug Day? Why does it have to be pick on Bean Deer Day just because I'm here?
You,
Beer Mug, it really deserves
you
it.
You force our hand. There's a lot of times we have no say over. You make us focus on your... Nut jobness.
All I've done is get here early, work hard, and try to prepare a good show today.
Right.
That's all I've done.
I know.
This is the abuse I get.
Poor Bean.
Hey, I'm going to give you a choice of stories today to get started because I can't decide. I like them both so much. So you tell me which one you want, and we'll do that, okay?
By the way, Bean is here for the Jack White breakfast, which we're doing tomorrow.
You can have this 370-inch TV cost $1.6 million.
Okay.
Or you can have this woman had precious, gentle sex with a dolphin and liked it.
Oh. That's a tough one. Now you see
the problem.
Which way are we going, Kevin?
I think I got to go dolphin.
You got to go precious, gentle sex with a dolphin? How about you, Lisa?
So.
Yeah, I agree.
You
got
to go dolphin? Yeah. Okay, here we go. A little bit of precious, gentle. Okay. She is an animal researcher. Her name is Margaret Howe Lovett. She studied dolphins near the U.S. Virgin Islands back in the 1960s. And she is interviewed in a new BBC 4 British documentary called The Girl Who Talked to Dolphins. She's an expert and authority on dolphins. So she says, in the beginning, she's talking about a dolphin that she spent a lot of time with. His name was Peter.
Mm.
In the beginning, when he would get rambunctious and had this need. So basically, she's talking about dolphin erections is what she's talking about.
Right.
So she's playing. She's out playing, you know, communing with nature, playing with the dolphins. And then he's getting all frisky and he's trying to hump her.
Right.
I saw a dolphin erection, by the way, last night at the Troop. Man.
They opened for Jack White, I heard. So what do you do in that situation if you're trying to, you know, hang time with your dolphy and he's, you know, trying to bone you? What do you do?
Well, he's a pretty big animal.
Right.
I think I get out of the water.
I think you give him some space and time.
Yeah.
Well, she said in the beginning when he would get rambunctious, read horny, I would say, you go play with the girls for a day. And then it just became easier for me to take care of him.
Oh, wow.
So basically, dolphin hand jobs is what we're talking about
here.
Yes. Because that just...
I saw dolphin hand jobs at the Troop last night.
Lisa, you know what it's like. Sometimes it's just...
Don't look at me.
Sometimes it's just easier just to get that out of the way, and then it gets away.
I tend to stay in my species.
Yeah, I think most people would make that call.
So it was very precious, she says. It was very gentle. Again, it was sexual on his part. It was not sexual on mine.
Okay.
In other words, she's saying she wasn't getting any thrill out of it. She was just doing it because the dolphin was agitated and she wanted to take care of him.
Right, and get back to work.
Calm him down, get back to work with training or teaching, whatever she was doing. It just became part of what was going on, like an itch. Just get rid of that. Scratch it and we'll be done. Move on. That's all it really was. I was there to get to know Peter. That was a part of Peter. So there you go.
You listening, ladies?
See? That's my point. That's
say it.
Just easier sometimes.
So I ask you guys.
Make it go away.
Is it wrong?
I'd say
wrong.
Yeah.
Should she not have done it?
I'd say she shouldn't have done it.
Who's the victim here?
Not sexual for her,
made him happy.
We've had this conversation many times, and you're always on the side of it's not right.
Oh, I'm absolutely on the side of it's not right. Yeah. I'm just wondering what you guys think.
Same.
I don't know.
Not right.
Not right? Lisa, not right.
I like the fact that Lisa's funds, conflicted, though.
Did government funds pay for any of this?
It doesn't say that here.
So let's if it's say, on her own dime.
And it's, then you're cool with it?
I don't have a big problem. I mean, wow. I wouldn't do it, but
don't
whatever.
Don't you want to see little dolphins be happy?
Yeah.
Come on.
I can see that.
Don't they have any other way of being happy? It has to be this way?
I don't know. So there you go.
That's the way to start.
I want to see the dolphin handy on my new 370-inch, $1.6 million TV. That's what I know.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Meacho, shall we?
Right. Exactly.
We have CNET's Ashley Esqueda. Esqueda.
I think Esqueda is probably right.
I've tried 10 different ways, and there's no possible way it's right, however I say it. FIFA, the governing body behind the World Cup, is it's a joke. It is maybe the most corrupt group. You think, like, government is corrupt and stuff. FIFA is...
I had no idea.
It's nonsense. All caps.
I hear that Brazil will probably lose money on the World Cup, as most host countries do, but that FIFA will become even richer as a result of the deals that they cut for the World Cup.
They claim to be a nonprofit, and they have $1 billion in the bank.
Yeah. Hmm.
So that's happening. So we'll give you an update on that. Doto went out on the streets and interviewed people. I could not be more excited. Those poor people, indeed. Another Kevin's trailer park.
Well, we need to know what movies are loud this summer. We're getting into that time of year where that's what we look for.
And Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage.
Yeah.
That's coming up this morning. We'll take a break and come back with the Ralph Showbiz Beat. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:54.
Jack White in the Red Bull Sound Space here at K-Rock. That's going to be tomorrow morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And then on June 17th, we're opening the place back up for Linkin Park. If you'd like to be in the audience for that, you can get details and a chance to win at KROQ.com. Or you can win them this morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show as well. Hi, Ralph Garman.
As if my week wasn't bad enough.
I said hi, Ralph Garman. That's all that happened.
Over here.
Oh, I know.
You don't know.
I do know.
You don't know.
I know.
You don't know, man.
I'll turn this car around right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Promise?
I literally will unplug, go out to my little rental car Prius, and drive back to the airport.
Pete always rents the smallest cars possible. Let's wait.
All right. We're ready.
I'm with Ralph.
Okay. Here I go.
Where do you literally unplug?
Look, it would be my choice, but I think that there are other people who would then get mad if I left. So.
Okay. So you're not going to literally
unplug. So you're just going to have to you're just
and
have
you're
to
literally not going to turn around. This car around.
What I'm telling you is
you're
that,
full of
no, what I'm telling you is
bluster and bravado, but no real ever threat.
No, I'm telling you that I'm with you 100%. I would like to not be here as well, but we all have to deal with the reality of the situation, which is that I have to be here.
All right. Fair enough. You guys, we're talking about Jack White.
Mm-hmm.
His new album, Lazaretto, was released yesterday. I'm sure you can get it digitally or DVD. But why do that when you can get the vinyl LP, which, as we talked about earlier, is the ultimate challenge for someone who wants to listen to a record.
It does make you work for it.
Side two plays from the inside out. I mean, you put the needle at the center of the record, and then it goes outward to the edge of the record.
Huh.
Unlike every other record ever made by mankind.
Right. Is that.
That's kind of fun, though.
Oh, it is. It's a good time, Lisa.
It's a party.
Unless you don't know it.
It's great to be able to figure out what the F's going on with your turntable.
Which I don't have.
And, of course, there is an actual song pressed on the label of Side 1. Underneath the label of Side 1, there's another song in there, if you want to do that.
That's the hidden track?
The hidden tracks.
And that's only available on the vinyl, by the way. It's not like that's a bonus track on the CD or anything like that. That's the only place you can get that.
So he's making you jump through some hoops, if you like your vinyl.
Yeah.
Jack has added more tour dates. They run from a show in Kansas City on August the 18th through a gig in Boston on September the 17th. And you can see Jack perform tonight on Conan O'Brien, if you're so inclined.
His close personal friend, Conan. He's always the first and last guest on all of Conan's shows, if he can be.
There you go. More music news. There's going to be a album of Motley Crue songs covered by country artists. Yes.
Wow, that finally, has everything.
Finally, we can get country's take on Motley Crue. However, that album has been delayed. It was supposed to be released on July the 8th, but now it won't come out until August the 19th. Why, they say? Because nobody gives an F.
That's the official reason?
That's not actually the reason. No reason on why it's being released late, but Nikki Sixx tells RollingStone.com that this is not an album for Motley Crue fans. It's for country music fans who like rock music.
Okay.
Some highlights on the album include Leanne Rimes doing Smokin' in the Boys' Room.
That's terrible.
That's the best.
And Cassidy Pope taking on the animal in me. So it's just got everything for everyone. And there's several songs on the inside of the record, on the edge of the record. If you stick it on its side and you put the needle on the side of the record and you spin it with some sort of spinning wheel operation, you can get another song out of it. All right, let's take a look at what Lindsay Lohan is up to. She is currently in England and apparently so busy over there, couldn't make it back across the pond to see her younger brother Cody graduate high school last weekend. Sources are saying Lindsay is enjoying England because she's able to hit the clubs, be completely off the wagon, yet still convince everyone in her family and friends back here in the States that she's still clean and sober.
So, has she been seen drinking?
She's been seen in the clubs, certainly. No word on whether she's been publicly imbibing or not, but sources say that she has been, so we'll have to wait and see. Michael Jackson's kids have decided they won't be getting any summer jobs like most kids do when they're not in school, either mowing lawns or working the drive through. That's because their allowance has just been upped. Instead of $5 million per year, they'll be getting $8 million per year.
Wow.
As of this summer.
Wow.
Yeah. 17-year-old Prince Michael just bought himself a brand new pickup truck, and they say spoils his several girlfriends with pricey jewelry. His goal someday is to buy back the Neverland Ranch, he says. Paris treats all of her friends to vacations and meals, and young Blanket apparently is burning through his money with a $200 per hour personal trainer.
Really?
Isn't he like four? I don't even know. I don't know how old the kid is, but boy, how come Rob Kardashian doesn't take up?
That's Ralph, you may not style. Know the answer to this, but
well, then please ask away.
Is this sustainable? This level of money from the Jackson estate? I mean, is that going to continue to generate enough money to keep this going?
He's got more money. The estate has made more money in the past few years than Michael had in his last 10. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just nothing but profit now. So if they're getting a designated income out of it, I guess it could potentially.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. $8 million a year at 17.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's pretty
bad.
Cool.
No, Kevin, it's not cool. It's bad.
It's bad. That's what I meant.
It's not going to go well.
Look, I'm not saying their happy dad is gone, but this is so much better than the life they had before where they were running around with masks on all the time.
Well, I guess people leave them alone for the most part now, right?
Yep.
And lastly, if you're a teenage girl, you probably know the term duff. Are you familiar with the duff term, Lisa? Not that you're a teenage girl, but you're a girl-ish. Aren't you?
You're a woman, lean.
You have those parts, don't you?
No, I don't even want to answer.
You read that teenage cancer book. You must know something.
I've heard of Duff beer.
No, Duff is a teenage acronym or initialism, if you will, for designated ugly fat friend.
Mugs.
Hey.
No, come on.
What?
If you're a teenage girl and you've got your designated ugly fat friend around, she makes you look better by keeping her around.
I see. Okay.
This apparently was from a book by the same name by an author named Jody Keplinger. And now they're making a movie version of the book about a high school senior who decides to reinvent herself after she finds out the kids at her high school all know her by that nickname. Mae Whitman from Arrested Development and Parenthood and Scott Pilgrim vs. the World will star in the title role, and Allison Janney apparently will be playing her mom. Ken Jeong will play her favorite teacher. So.
That sounds good.
I like it already.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Gene Wilder is 81 years old today. Legendary Willy Wonka, of course, and did many films alongside with Richard Pryor, classic comedies. If you had put a gun to my head and asked me dead or alive, I would have said Gene Wilder passed away some years ago.
Yeah. Really?
I had no idea he was still alive. Hugh Laurie from House is 55 years old.
No, he's dead.
He is well dead, yeah. Yes. Peter Dinklage is 45. Joshua Jackson. He is 36 years old. And actor Shia LaBeouf celebrates his 28th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Adam Carolla on the program later on today. Also, we'll catch up with CNET about what's going on down at E3. And tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, Breakfast with Jack White, right here on the Kevin and Bean Show on KROQ from the Red Bull Soundspace.
You know, there are a lot of artists that act crazy so that they get attention. And, you know, that's their shtick. And then they go home, they're probably just as normal as you and I. But when they go out there, they just try to act all out of their minds. Yep. And then there are artists who are out of their minds.
Like, genuinely crazy.
Legitimately crazy.
And who are we speaking of?
Bjork.
Really? You think she's crazy?
Yeah.
She definitely...
Do you remember when we interviewed her and she came into the studio with some kind of a coiled tube going into her pants?
I do.
What?
Yeah.
I don't remember what that was about.
And she didn't even say anything about it. Bea and I were looking at each other like, do we bring it up?
Was it a fashion statement?
How do we
or
not?
Like a medical device?
At least she wasn't wearing a swan that day.
That's true. She's just bizarre beyond words.
I love her, by the way.
She's back in the news. I know you do, for unknown reasons. She's back in the news because there's an experimental hip-hop crew named Death Grips.
Yes, they are terrible. They're a California group, by the way.
And they have an 8-track album that features Bjork on every song.
Really?
And this was a surprise. This wasn't something we heard about. It just came out of nowhere a couple of days ago. Just all of a sudden, hey, here's Death Grips with Bjork new music.
How weird is that? So the album is called N-Word on the Moon.
Mm-hmm.
The first clip that we want to play for you is Big Dipper.
Now, Big Dipper. That one doesn't quite sound like it's finished yet.
It's my favorite song I've ever heard.
I checked out a number of tracks, and the only Bjork I could find is like we just heard, where it sounds like they took her singing and kind of sampled it or sped it up or manipulated it somehow. You don't actually hear her singing lyrics on any of the tracks I heard.
Black Quarterback.
Where's this?
I hope somebody's alarm just went off.
So she's okay with this.
Okay with it.
It sounds like she.
I mean, do you think she
voluntarily collaborated
into the studio to do something, or they just? Took
well, it's funny you should
stuff?
Ask, Lisa, because what if I were to tell you that Bjork is on the phone?
What if I tell you that we got Bjork right here? We can ask all of those questions.
That's
Hi,
awesome.
Bjork. Welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my dear.
What's up, my?
So this was a surprise. We didn't know you were working on any kind of new music, and then all of a sudden this collaboration with Death Grips just appeared. What can you tell us about it?
I love Death Grips so much.
Mm-hmm.
Like kindred spirits inside the wilderness when I am also dancing on the head of a dandelion, greeting all the fairies and bears with streams of pine cones.
I don't...
I'm so that not... answers your question, right, Lisa?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Sure what that means.
Now I get it.
So what's your, how would you describe your contribution to the Death Grips record?
I am a collaborator
mm-hmm.
with Death Grips, and I'm so happy to be on the moon.
Right. N-Word on the Moon is the name of the album,
no,
right?
It's on the moon.
I see.
Okay.
Why do you keep beeping me?
Well, we can't say that word.
We can't say
the
N-Word.
We're on the radio.
Why can't
Bjork?
You say
Because we're on the radio, it's not allowed.
But it's the name of the album.
I know.
Understood.
I know it is.
And Death Grip, they are a group made up totally of...
Yes, right.
Okay, again, though.
No. But we can't reference that.
Be careful.
But they're...
Right. Understood.
Right.
Every one of them is a...
Right. We got it. That's fine. But Bjork... You're not singing any of the lyrics on this album. Like, did you just go? Lisa was asking, did you just go into the studio and just scream, and then they just took your vocal parts and then just played with them?
No, I performed on the album on my own vocals for Death Grips.
Oh, I didn't. I'm sorry, we didn't listen to more than two clips.
Oh, I am a rapper as well as a singer songwriter.
You rap on this as well?
Yes.
I did.
Awesome.
And I am so happy to be performing with all the because they are jiggy. I like to get jiggy with it.
Now, could we ask you maybe what that rap sounds like? Could you give us an example? Because I've never heard you rap.
Oh, I rap like a...
Oh, my
okay.
God.
Okay.
You want to hear a rap?
I would love
very much
rap,
so.
Yeah.
More than you know.
Hey, DJ Omar, give me a funky fresh beat.
You got a guy named Omar there?
I'm the OG Bork from the land of ice. Never met a black person, but I've heard they're nice. Now I'm an honorary black person, I figure. I really dig the music, so
careful.
I guess I'm a digger.
Oh, okay.
A what?
A digger.
Digger.
I dig their music.
Oh, God. Gotcha.
Okay, good.
You thought I was going to say?
Well, don't say that. Yeah.
That song has remained popular for a very long time, hasn't it?
Oh, yes, it has. People did not get tired of that song and discard it.
Correct.
It continues to be played on the radio.
Still very much alive.
Thanks for tuning into the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Wednesday morning. Kevin, you're so excited.
I am.
It's World Cup time.
Tomorrow.
And by the way, yesterday on the show, you guys were criticizing me about this time for walking through an active crime scene.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had more than one listener who said, Kevin is getting on a plane and voluntarily going to an active crime scene. The entire country of Brazil is an active crime scene.
Yeah, but...
You're not going out of your way to avoid danger.
It's an entire country, though.
Right?
It would be like if I went to the slums where you know everyone is armed and pointing their guns at each other. Very different.
I'm just saying, I hope you only bought a one-way ticket, because why stick your wife with a return price of a ticket when you're clearly not coming back?
John Oliver is a comedian slash TV host. He used to work on The Daily Show with
Jon
Stewart. He's hilarious. Yeah, and he does a show on HBO on Sunday nights called Last Week Tonight. And he did a thing about the World Cup, which does start this week.
The World Cup starts this week, and I am both excited and extremely conflicted about it. Now, I know, in America, soccer is something you pick your 10-year-old daughter up from. But, but for me and everyone else on Earth, it's a little more important.
Soccer had become Brazil's religion.
Football is a religion here.
Yeah, and they're not exaggerating. When David Beckham got a tattoo of Jesus, the response of most soccer fans was... Oh, that's huge for Jesus. That's a big deal for him.
All right, so now he goes on to say that he's so excited about the World Cup, but the group that is behind the World Cup, that runs the World Cup, is named FIFA. And he goes on to tell you a little bit of behind the scenes about that corrupt organization.
Here's my conflict. The World Cup is one of my favorite things, but it's organized by FIFA. For American viewers who may never have encountered them, FIFA is a comically grotesque organization. In fact, telling someone about the inner workings of FIFA for the first time is a bit like showing someone two girls, one cup. You do it mainly so you can watch the horrified expression on people's faces.
It is absurd when you watch through this thing. How much corruption, how much bribery... The vice president of FIFA just had to step down. I mean, and Qatar, they're having the World Cup there. It's 122 degrees. Everybody was saying that was bought. It's just a corrupt, corrupt group.
Oh,
there's
God.
Even a movement afoot to pull that World Cup from Qatar, right?
Yep.
Just because there has been so much graft and payoff.
So they worship soccer in Brazil, so they... I'm sure they're excited.
There's been months of unrest in some of the city's favelas, or slums, with clashes between police and residents. Here, people demonstrated against Brazil holding the World Cup.
That makes no sense. Why would you be unhappy hosting the thing that you love the most in all the world?
The government has spent more than $11 billion getting ready.
The United States team will play its second game here in the city of Manaus.
My first stop.
In this brand new $270 million stadium.
Manaus is so remote that it's almost impossible to reach by car, which is why officials had to have the stadium materials brought in by boat, shipped across the Atlantic from Portugal, and up the Amazon River.
Okay, that does seem like a waste of money, especially when you consider that that stadium is only going to be used for four World Cup games. There's also no team in Manaus that can fill it afterwards, at which point it becomes the world's most expensive bird toilet.
So why did they build it in the middle of the Amazon jungle?
That's crazy.
And how do you get there?
I don't know. You can fly.
Okay.
But you just can't drive.
So when the World Cup is over in a month,
yes.
They'll have a brand new $270 million stadium with no occupants.
Correct.
No reason for it to exist at all.
And most of the people in the surrounding area starving and in extreme poverty.
That is, look, America spends a lot of money on a lot of dumb stuff. Nothing like this.
The other thing he goes on to say about the FIFA organization is that they make the countries, the host countries, agree to their rules, which is that we're tax exempt. We don't have to pay any taxes.
Really?
We have to pay zero taxes on zero things because that's the way we say it is. And so Brazil, of course, agreed to it.
By Brazil's own estimates, they're allowing FIFA to forego $250 million in taxes. Somewhere, Wesley Snipes is going, so soccer was the answer. God, it seems so obvious now.
So that's a thing. And
I had no idea.
FIFA has a sponsor, Budweiser. And you'll hear this story about 2003 because people were getting injured in Brazil, so they banned alcohol.
In 2003, the Brazilian government banned alcohol from stadiums because of the enormously high death rate amongst fans.
I'm sorry, did I say injuries? I meant death.
Oh, all right. My God.
Budweiser's a sponsor. FIFA says it's in. It's in. So now all of the stadiums can serve Budweiser because they're a sponsor.
You're kidding.
So people will die again.
And death will continue.
Okay, good.
So the law of the land has been changed.
That's correct.
For FIFA.
FIFA, which, by the way, claims that it is a non-profit organization.
We are a non-profit organization.
This is the president of FIFA.
And we have to remain a non-profit organization.
A non-profit with over $1 billion in the bank.
Yeah, but this is a reserve.
A reserve.
For what?
They have $1 billion in the bank, but they're non-profit.
I want to be a non-profit.
How crazy is
what
that?
What do they need reserves for?
Who knows? So then they go on to talk about the president of FIFA, who is a very hateable person. And they asked him how girls' soccer can be more popular. And this is what the head of FIFA had to say.
Recently, he was asked, how should women's soccer be made more popular? He said, well, they should wear shorter shorts.
Great idea. Put the ladies in hot pants, and while you're at it, tighten up the jerseys, maybe replace the ball with a plate of hot wings, and let's just open a Hooters.
It might help, Kevin, by not calling it girls' soccer, too, if I could suggest that.
Women's whatever.
Maybe, yeah, perhaps.
I'm not suggesting they wear hot pants, though. That's absurd for a guy in that position.
God.
And then he closes it by saying this.
And by this point, I hope I've proven to you that FIFA is just appalling, and yet here's their power. I am still so excited about the World Cup next week.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
So that all starts tomorrow. The World Cup begins. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52.
And that means you're listening to The Showbiz Beat with Ralph Garman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, you want to see me do the same job drunk-er? You can come out Friday night to the Improv on Melrose.
No.
Kevin Smith and I do our hilarious patented brand of comedy with the Hollywood Babylon Show.
Oh, hell no!
10 p.m. Friday night. We'd love to have you come out and join us. You can go to improv.com and click on Hollywood, and that's how you can get your tickets. Or you can go to BabylonRalph.com or BabylonKev.com. But we have a good time. So come on out and join us, won't you?
Why?
Because I think we provide entertainment.
Why?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Let's all play something. See? You know what happens? That doesn't happen in Hollywood Babylon. None of that sort of nonsense.
Because you're not trying?
No, because we're out on the same page. Because Kevin and I work together.
Mm.
Yeah, it's nuts. This is... I don't know how I feel about this.
What?
I like it.
I'm sure you do.
Then I'm against it. I don't know what it is, though.
I don't either.
Jessica Alba.
I like it very much.
No, see, she's taking a beating in the press, and I love her, but her company is in trouble. The Honest Company. Are you familiar with the Honest Company or not? They just got accreditation from the Better Business Bureau revoked because of customer complaints, and they've also been under fire since they decided to work with foreign factories in China.
What do they sell?
Baby stuff, diapers and things like that for moms. And Jessica Alba's a mom, and she started this company to, you know, make natural diapers out of wood or stuff. I'm not really sure how it works. But they have a lot of problems, and apparently it's a bad, bad deal. And now she's upset about it, and I hate to see her cry, but these companies that she's dealing with, one of these factories in China she was working with, the inspectors found they were... shipping unsafe drugs inside shipments of these diapers and stuff to the States. They were like smuggling bad stuff in there.
Wow.
So this company sounds like it's a bad deal, but also I don't want Jessica Alba to be sad.
She's a bitch.
Oh, no, she's not. Recently, she just threw a wedding, not a wedding, baby shower for military moms. whose husbands were going to be deployed soon.
Interesting.
Military families down in San Diego, and she gave them all these free wooden diapers and other things from her company.
Like they're wooden diapers.
They are. They're natural, Lisa. How else can they be natural if they're not made out of wood?
Were there unsafe drugs in the diapers that she handed out?
I don't believe so. But she's doing her best to do the right thing, and then this company seems to be struggling, so I wish her the
damn,
best.
That girl is tight.
What do you do after you buy a $40 million house?
Furnish it?
Sure, but first you have to sell your old $35 million house.
Makes sense,
yeah. That's just what Dr. Dre did. He just listed his old home in Hollywood Hills for $35 million. Because he just bought a new place for $40
million. And he didn't have to
carry
sell
both
the
of those.
Old place before he bought the new place,
He had cash. He had $40 million cash and a briefcase to hand it to a guy.
He's got so much money.
God. Here's what you get for your money if you want to buy his old place for $35 mil. It's a 10,000 square foot home.
That'll do.
6 bedrooms, 9 bathrooms, a 300-degree view of the ocean, and an infinity pool. Hey, you know what, for $35 million? Give me that other 65 degrees of that view, would you please? I don't need a 300-degree view. I want the whole view, please.
I've never even heard of a 365-degree view, but that's big.
Yeah, I want all of it. Dre is making a nice profit on this house, too. He's also picked it up. He picked it up initially in 2011, okay, just a few years ago.
Wow.
For 15.4. Wow, are you wowing it yet? I haven't given you the number yet.
That he's turning around and selling it at a profit after only 3 years. That's what I'm wowing at.
$15.4 million is what he bought it
and
for.
And did you say he's selling it for 30?
$35 million.
Wow. Well, it's listed. Let's see what it goes for.
Well, someone just bought a $40 million house, and it was him. So
is this Miami? Where
it.
Is this?
This is Hollywood Hills.
It's here.
Los Angeles.
No, the one with the water.
Hollywood.
Oh.
Yeah.
Older. Oh, okay. Here. Yeah. Okay.
So, $15.4 million in 2011.
Crazy.
So he stands to make a $20 million profit when he sells his
house. Can't stop making money. Everywhere he turns, he makes more money.
He's got a knack.
He sure does.
And at that time of year, you know, dads and grads. It's all about dads and grads.
I just realized yesterday that the words dads and grads rhyme.
Someone should work that into a marketing thing where they combine them for selling presents.
I don't know why that hasn't happened.
Since it's dads and grads time, a lot of celebrities being asked to give speeches at graduations all over this great country of ours. Peyton Manning was asked to deliver an address at the University of Virginia's graduation. And here is one of his quotes that everyone's saying is just brilliant. When you're chided for your naivete, and you will be, remind your critics that an amateur built the Ark while professionals built the Titanic.
All right.
I've heard that. That's true.
Someone needs to remind Peyton Manning, the Ark is not real. The Titanic was. So they've got that up on you. Sure, amateurs may have built the fictional boat, but professionals built a real thing. So there's that, Peyton. And then Bill Nye, the science guy, he gave his words of wisdom to the graduating class of the University of Massachusetts Lowell. He said, I believe you all can help us avoid disaster, but I'm also hoping you can help us avoid another disco era. So I think he's got his priorities in the right place. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Shia LaBeouf is 28 years old today. He's still sad and still sorry.
Yeah.
Joshua Jackson.
Woo!
I miss Fringe. I miss the F out of Fringe.
Yeah, that was
I miss
show.
The Fringe out of Fringe. 36 years old today.
I saw the other day that there's talk of doing a new Mighty Ducks movie. Ralph, did you see that story? Talking about bringing back the Mighty Ducks franchise.
Well, that's probably a reboot, I'm assuming. They're not going to have like 50-year-old guys out there skating in the junior league, right?
Probably would affect Joshua Jackson. Let's say you use him as a coach or something, I guess. But
I think he's probably moved on.
Probably
to
franchise.
Peter Dinklage is 45 years old. He could star in a new Mighty Ducks film.
That's true.
Play like a really good goalie or something. They say, hey, why is that guy so good? He's 45. Hugh Laurie's 55 years old. He's playing locally. He's doing his blues jazz deal somewhere locally. I forget what, I think it's Riverside. He must not know about Southern California. He's from England. He must not understand.
Somebody should give a heads up.
About the cities in the vicinity of Los Angeles. And Gene Wilder is 81 years old today. Of course, probably still best known, I guess, as Willy Wonka. Although he's done many, many other great films, including Blazing Saddles and Silver Streak. Very funny, talented man. 81 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. I believe it will be 24 hours from right now. We will be doing Breakfast with Jack White.
Yes.
Pretty cool.
That is correct. That's at the Red Bull Sound Space here at K-Rock. And Linkin Park is coming by next week. If you want to be there close and in up close and in person for that event, you can go to krock.com for more details about that. And you can win them this hour on the Kevin DeMean Show between now and 8 o'clock. We'll give you a chance to win tickets for it. Linkin Park and the Red Bull Sound Space on the Kevin DeMean Show.
So a lot of people get married. A lot of people get divorced. And there are a lot of reasons for people getting divorced. Usually you don't know what the reason is. They just say irreconcilable differences. Mm-hmm. But there's a story in the news where a Japanese woman loves the movie Frozen so much that when her husband said, "Do you really think it's that good?" filed for divorce.
Wow.
Now, was everything happy leading up to that point? I have no idea.
Right.
He says it was. We talked about this guy when this story broke. He was on a website called The Gravesite of Married People. That's the English translation of a Japanese website. And he was, you know, it's one of those chat rooms, basically, where you talk about relationships and problems mm-hmm. and they try to help each other out. And he said, as far as I know, the marriage was going fine up until then. We didn't have any financial problems. We don't have any kids together. I thought we were happy. But then this Frozen thing happened. And she, the fact that I'm not as crazy about it as she is, in her mind, makes me unfit to be her husband.
So we're going to look for the relationship deal breakers. The smaller, the better. The more insanely just reasons don't matter, the smaller, the better. She said to her husband, if you can't understand what makes this movie great, there's something wrong with you as a human being. And divorced him.
Now, is she right? Is there something wrong with him as a human being if he can't understand why Frozen is so great?
I think there's something wrong with her that this movie has taken up such a space in her.
But it's so
like,
good, Lisa.
She was clearly so empty inside, and this movie got in there. I mean, this.
Now, this is a husband-wife breaking up. This is a divorce. Her deal breaker is that he didn't like Frozen as much as she did.
By the way, he didn't hate it.
Yeah.
He didn't hate it, right?
Not as much.
He just said, is it really that good?
Right.
She was like, whoa, something wrong with you. I'm going to divorce you.
But I think we'll also get calls from people who realize they couldn't continue to date somebody, boyfriend or girlfriend.
Right.
Or early on in the dating relationship, you thought this person was perfect, but then, fill in the blank, they did this or like that or, you know, said that or whatever.
And there's always religion. There's always
kids.
There's politics. Yeah.
Look, there are some very legitimate deal breakers.
Right.
Absolutely. There are reasons why you don't want to be with somebody.
But we want less legitimate deal breakers.
So we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. We want to hear about your deal breakers. All right. Here's another one for you. And this just posted this week. As we mentioned earlier, the World Cup is getting ready to begin this week, right? Here's a guy who came up with an official contract for his girlfriend during the World Cup. Now, you tell me if this is a deal breaker or not. This is what he asked. This is what he gave to her to sign. From June 12th through July 13th, the TV is mine at all times. That's number one. Number two, when England are playing, it's an all-day event. He is in the UK. Number three, walking in front of the TV at any time is strictly forbidden.
Oh, my God.
Number four, the replays of the goals are very important. I don't care if I've seen them already. I want to see them again. Number five, the fridge must be stocked with beer and cider 24/7.
Is this like,
wait a minute.
This is real.
Is he doing this to be funny, though? He is not doing this. He is doing this to get his house in order for the World Cup viewing. Number six, if and when England loses, do not say it's only a game, get over it, or they will win next time. Number seven, all love and affection must wait until halftime or when the games have finished.
Wow.
Eight, any other events that may occur during the World Cup must be discussed or arranged accordingly. Nine, do not ask what the offside rule is. And number 10, if you hear me shout your name, be ready to A, grab me a drink, B, grab me a snack, or C, get batteries for the remote.
Wow.
His name is James Jelly, by the way. His girlfriend's name is Victoria Stewart, and she signed it.
Yeah!
She did.
Oh, if I'm Victoria,
yes.
At the very least, I'm leaving town for that. And he can pay for it, by the way.
Exactly. Not a deal breaker for her, but that would be a deal breaker for most people, right?
Oh, my God. That's insane.
But that's what makes me think that maybe there's some tongue-in-cheek going on here. Like, maybe he's just letting her know this is really important to me, and she's
maybe
laughing along. Otherwise, why would she sign that? That's absurd.
Why would she sign that, indeed? All right, 1-800-520-1067. Looking for deal breakers that busted up a relationship for you. Let's go to John. He's on line three. He's in Anaheim. This is exactly what we're talking about.
Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Hi. Thank you. Deal breaker.
So I dated a girl back in high school. I'm kind of a nerd, and I really like Star Wars. And I dated a girl, and she told me, she's like, oh, yeah, I love Star Wars. It's great. And we got in a huge argument because her favorite character was Jar Jar Binks.
Wow, and most people who, most Star Wars fans just think that was a disaster.
It was a travesty to the series.
So you had an argument with her over Jar Jar Binks in the Star Wars movies, and that ended it?
That was, I mean, there was other things, but that was one of the big things that really, like,
John,
started the end.
You made the right call.
I that's what all my friends told
no,
me.
You really, honestly, you really did. That's just Josh unacceptable. It's unacceptable. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's do Andrew real quick. He's on line two. He's in Santa Monica. Andrew, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show.
Hey, Lisa May, Kevin Bean, everybody.
Good morning.
Relationship deal breakers.
Good morning. Yeah, so I was dating this beautiful blonde just last year, and I found out that she was allergic to pork, so I had to end it.
Wait, was she allergic to porking? Or just pork?
She was totally okay with porking, but she couldn't do bacon, and I chose bacon over her.
But that didn't mean you couldn't eat it, did it?
What? That's an odd thing.
I took us to one restaurant, and I had some pork with it, and one kiss, an hour later, swallowed her face up.
Oh, it's one of those deals like the peanut guys where she can't even kiss you if you've had bacon. Gotcha.
I gotta have bacon.
Oh, she may be better off in this case.
I agree.
All right. Thank you, Andrew, for the call.
Wow. These are awesome, by the way. Let's go to Nadia. Let's hear from the lady's perspective. She's on line one, also in Santa Monica. Nadia, thank you for listening and for calling. What happened?
Okay. So I started dating this one guy, and for some reason, like, every other sentence or word was my name. So he'd be like, Nadia, it's such a beautiful day, right, Nadia? Or Nadia, I love the way you look. Nadia, it's just amazing. Or things like that. And I was just like, oh, my God, I couldn't stand it. Like, I could count, like, 30 or 40 times.
I've never heard of that. So clearly you brought it up to him. Why wouldn't he stop doing it once you pointed it out?
I don't know. I think it's just like, I don't know what he was doing, honestly.
That's a weird, annoying thing. I've never really heard of somebody saying your name too often.
Do you think it's possible that he was afraid he was going to forget your name or call you by the wrong name, and that was like his way of making sure he always kept it front and center in his head?
I don't think so. I just think like he was trying to, in his way, maybe thought that was special if he kept using my name over and over.
Well, Nadia, that's just weird, Nadia. I can't even believe that happened to you, Nadia. I'm glad you called, though, Nadia. Thanks a lot for listening, Nadia.
We'll take your calls coming up, 1-800-520-10.
Doto, the international man of mystery, joins us in about 15 minutes or so with some brand new Man on the Street interviews. That's coming up. Right now, we're talking dating deal breakers here on the Kevin and Bean Show at 1-800-520-1067. Mallory writes in on the Kevin and Bean Facebook page, hey, I dumped my boyfriend of 3 years because he only ever tipped 5% when we went out. He wasn't poor, just a cheap a-hole.
Yeah, I can see that. That's just a sign of bigger problems, I would guess.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Matt says if a girl has arm hair, she's got to go. And Ruben writes in, if they like beer mug, ties must be cut.
Well, I think that's probably the best reason.
Makes a lot of sense. So we're taking your calls, too, at 1-800-520-1067. Who's up next?
We got into this because there's a woman in Japan who divorced her husband because he was not as big a fan of the movie Frozen as she was, which is ridiculous. Let's start with Melissa in Long Beach. Hi there. Hello, Melissa.
Hey, Melissa. What's going on?
Hi. Okay, so mine is I was dating this guy, white guy. I'm Creole. So he went out of his way to act black.
Like talking like a rapper and whatever?
Oh, it was bad. He was wearing do-rags and white beaters and like the long train, Flavor Flav on crack, circa 1970s pimp-looking guy. He had a weed prescription. He had it freaking laminated and started walking up to random black people. Yeah, man, I got a script.
Oh, my God.
Pretty mama. And I was like, the hell?
That is awesome. So there was just, like, he couldn't stop.
No, I was like, it was some kind of disease. I don't know what it was.
That's sweet.
That's hilarious. Thank you very much for the call, Melissa. We appreciate it. Let's go to Stacy. She's on line three. She's up next, calling from L.A.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Talking about relationship deal breakers. What's yours?
He bought generic cereal.
How dare him?
Are you kidding?
Generic generic cereal.
I know it sounds crazy, but you know, the crispy hexagons instead of Crispix, or the Toastios instead of Cheerios, I just couldn't do it.
Come on, you can't live with a man who serves Toastios, Kevin.
By the way, I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. I'm a breakfast cereal savant.
That's awesome. Thank you, Stacy. Appreciate that. Wow, these are some great calls. Let's go to Garrett. He's on line four. He's in Encino. I think this is a legitimate deal breaker, this one.
And I'll bet this happens a lot.
A lot, yeah.
Garrett, hi. Oop. Let me try that again.
Who was
hi, Garrett.
Beautiful. Hello.
Sorry.
Hey, Garrett. What's going on, dude?
Hey, I started dating a girl who was just beautiful, sweet, kind. It was February, right? March comes around and spring training comes around, and what do I find out? She's a San Francisco Giants fan.
Yeah. And that will not abide, right?
That will not abide. That's not acceptable. It was so heartbreaking for me, honestly. I felt I had to do it because she was so passionate about hating the team I love.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
I know that non-sports fans are listening right now and saying, well, that's just stupid. But you spend a lot of your time rooting for, watching, talking about whatever your favorite team is. And if you're head-to-head at odds and it's not in a friendly way with somebody in your house, that's exhausting.
Yes, it's 6 months baseball season.
Yeah.
That's half a year of displeasure. Yeah. You know, who wants that?
Yeah, you made the right call.
You got to be able to find. There's got to be a girl out there for you who likes the Dodgers too, right? Yeah.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Gloriana. Gloriana, hi.
Hi. What? Hi, Kevin, Dean, Lisa, May. Good morning.
Good morning. Deal breaker.
I was dating the perfect guy in every way. His looks, his intelligence, his family. Perfect marriage material. I had to give him the nickname the repeater. Every time I said something, he would have to repeat it.
So every time you said something, he would repeat it.
It was out of control.
That so sounds out of control.
If I said, I'm hungry, he'd say, are you hungry?
Wait, and if you said, I'm hungry, he would say, I'm hungry too?
Yes, just like that.
So what happened?
You
had to bring it up to him. What did he say?
I did, and you know, I said...
You had to bring it up to him. What did he say?
I said, Eric, why do you repeat everything that I always say? And he said...
Why do I repeat everything you always say?
Again, you made the right call.
I gave it 3 months. I couldn't handle it.
Thank you for the call.
She gave it 3 months. She couldn't handle it.
Let's go to Barry and Torrance. All right. Now we're getting into minutiae here. You guys tell me if this is legit.
Oh, no. This is my favorite. Barry, hi.
Good morning, party people.
Deal breaker for a relationship.
So I was dating a girl in the wintertime. Come springtime, she put on open-toed shoes, sandals the first time. Her index toe was longer than her big toe. I couldn't handle it.
Now...
I'm going to tell you something.
I'm going to suggest that's normal.
My boyfriend is just like this. Like, honked up feet, deal breaker.
Really?
Done.
But they don't have to be honked up for that toe to be longer.
Well, to some people, that looks honked up.
But what?
I think it's crazy.
Barry, what does it matter to you whether one toe is longer than it should be or not?
It just stuck out. It was creepy. It was in sandals. It hung out. Ugh.
It hung out.
So you're just afraid it was going to attack you in the middle of the night or something?
Yes.
Could you date a woman if she had a finger missing?
Probably not. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. At least Barry knows what his limitations are.
Yeah. Oh,
all right. That is legit. Thanks so much for the call.
Speaking of legit,
exactly.
Which has been canceled now, unfortunately. Yeah. Jim Jefferies' show. He was talking about meeting the perfect woman until he realized she had a flaw.
Look at her. She's perfect. She's funny. She's pretty. She's caring. She might be the one. I can't find a single problem with her. Two black people walk by and she says the N-word.
Like the N-word, N-word?
Is there another N-word? She just said the N-word.
No, how does she say it?
Man, can you believe all these
Like Paula Deen and Kramer talking in a car.
Wow. Jim's in love with a racist.
I'm not in love with a racist. I like a girl who happens to be a racist.
Maybe she's got Tourette's.
Wouldn't that be great?
What time is it? It's Doto time. Hit it, Steve.
I need some babes.
Kevin Bean, this one thing I forgot to tell you, Kevin Bean. I need a woman.
Woo!
I need a woman. I was in Vietnam. I definitely need a Korean woman.
My first memory is I just love the buffets in Las Vegas. I love the flan. It has a lot of sugar.
Life's a box of chocolate, Bean.
Did you get her phone number?
Yeah.
Have you called her?
Yeah, I called and she changed her number.
How about that?
Why'd you tuck away some knives in a behind an air conditioner vent in a nondescript bag? No, seriously.
That's not mine, man.
I drank your milkshake.
Well, I don't, I'm sorry.
Why not, Bean? This is America.
And now the further adventures of Johto, international man of mystery, man. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the international man of mystery. He is the Asian sensation. He is Johto, who joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, Doe.
Hey, Kevin Bean. I was just curious. How's the interview, by the way? I'm looking forward to hearing about it.
We have some highlights right now. Now,
thanks,
you went out with Omar, and you went to Hollywood.
Yeah.
And you spent, maybe the first 30 seconds talking to Bean and I, who were not there.
Hey, Kevin Bean. It's Johto. I'm down here in the Hollywood Boulevard with Omar. I'm doing some interviews. And I need some babes, Kevin Bean. Some Chinese babes and maybe some Caucasians. Whatever, right, Kevin Bean? This is America, man.
It is indeed. Johto, did you meet any nice ladies down there while you were doing the interviews?
You know what? A lot of them, yes, but a lot of them were kind of in a rush, Bean.
Yeah. Well, they're busy. They're down there shopping or whatever. I understand. Sure.
Maybe you and I can go shopping, Bean.
Yes! Yes, please.
So what kinds of people were you looking forward to talk to?
Just pretty much about any nationality, Kevin Bean. I like to. I asked them, are they from Canada? I also talked about healthcare, and I asked them, do they think I can make it in entertainment?
Yeah. Well, you absolutely can make it in the entertainment industry. There's no question about that.
Bean, do you see any problem with him interviewing Charlie Chaplin?
Charlie Chaplin's been dead for a long time.
Right.
What do you mean?
Are you Charlie Chaplin? My name is Doe, and how are you doing? From K-Rock? Hey, can I ask you a quick question? To succeed in show business, you think is easy work or hard work? And how many hours a week do I need to do it a day? 7 hours a day. Do I need to take classes? Thank you.
Did Charlie Chaplin have a lot to say?
No,
he
didn't say. He's like, he's deaf.
Oh, he's deaf?
Yeah. Sorry to hear that, man.
I'm sorry to hear that, too.
He's deaf. What happened?
He's deaf.
There was a guy down there dressed as Charlie Chaplin who really is deaf?
Yeah. It was a guy who was just dressing and just acting like Charlie. I knew that being.
Oh, you were in on that.
Because I thought that we all know that people... in the Hollywood Boulevard, they're trying to make it, so they're trying to do what they can be.
Right, sure.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
You saw a woman walking her dog. You hit it off with her.
Excuse me, ma'am. Can I ask you a quick question? A very nice dog.
What type of dog is it?
Dachshund.
Dachshund.
I used to have a dog like this when I was a kid.
Good for you.
Similar to a Cocker Spaniel.
No.
Not
even close.
Can I pet him?
Hi, dog.
It's a her.
not good with the details.
That's
on the pet.
Awesome.
That is awesome.
Johto, why would you say,
I'm cooking?
Was that just enthusiasm for how well the interviews were going, Doe?
Well, I guess I was cooking out there, Kevin Bean.
I'm cooking!
Okay.
All right. So he was cooking. Good. The reason he said that is because he was cooking.
He was cooking. Okay.
Omar is down there helping.
Yes.
And was trying to sort of point you in the right direction. And he saw somebody that you should interview and told you.
Why don't you go try to talk to Johto over there?
Which one?
You know who Johto is?
In the red?
Do you know who Johto is?
I'm not sure.
Have you ever seen Star Wars?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw Star Wars. Oh, Johto. That's the...
That'd be the green guy over there.
Yeah.
And he doesn't interview him.
Why didn't you interview Johto?
I was a little bit distracted. It was just too much noise, Kevin Bean. That's all, sorry.
Too much noise. Okay. People down there like to sell CDs and whatever they're hawking for that day.
Yeah,
excuse
yeah.
me, can I ask you a question? What type of CDs are you selling?
Rap music.
And rap music? I love rap music, too. When I was in high school, I go crazy for rap music.
You know why?
Because when I used to have ADD, rap music kind of keeps me wild.
Yeah.
You know, keeps me dancing. Woo! Like that.
Keep you moving and stuff, that's right.
Yeah, it keeps me to think about the babes.
So, did you buy a CD from him?
I didn't get a CD, Kevin Bean.
Did not get a CD.
Okay. All right. That's good to know that you love rap music, though. Who's your favorite artist?
Michael Jackson, Kevin Bean.
He's a great rapper. Yeah. He's a hell of a rapper.
No, yeah. do you like rap music, Bean?
Absolutely I do, Johto. Yes.
I'm not sure that Bean is a big fan of Michael Jackson's rap, though.
Yeah, but I thought that the music you love were Coast 103, Bean.
No, I like lots of different kinds of music.
He burned you!
I'm a rap fan as well. All right, who else did Doe talk to?
He talked to a guy dressed as Spider-Man.
Have you ever done movies? Because Spider-Man's my favorite movie.
Thanks.
And have you ever done any... Because I thought I might see you in the movies.
Yeah, I'm Spider-Man.
Oh, perfect. Maybe. Oh, thank you very much.
All right.
That wasn't your fault, though. That guy was a dick.
Wow.
Honestly, yeah. I think most of those dressed people that are dressed up are drunk.
I knew the dress-up kid, Kevin. I knew what to expect. Kevin.
So you were joking about him being in the movie.
Yeah.
I think that was a good effort on Doe's part. That was certainly not his fault. That guy gave you nothing back, Doe. And sometimes that happens when you interview somebody.
Of course I know that, Bean. I'm not blind, Bean. I know how show business works.
Yes, you
That's
do.
That's true.
Yes, you
know.
Do.
He does know how show business works. Sometimes, though, you do find somebody that gives you gold.
Go interview that guy who's almost falling asleep on top of the stairs.
Which one?
The guy who's falling asleep on top of the stairs.
That guy?
Yep.
I don't want to. I don't.
Go, dude. Go.
Excuse me. Can I ask you a quick question? How many years do you think it takes to succeed in show business?
Thank you very much.
Well, now you have your answer, Doto.
Yeah.
Doto, international man of mystery, man.
When can you do it again?
It's up to you guys, man.
Today?
No, I'm too busy. I have plans to stay, Kevin.
So it's not up to us.
Kevin Bean?
Yes, Doto, go ahead.
When I was doing my those interviews, Bean, I was a little bit nervous, Bean.
No, you sounded great, Doto. You sounded terrific. You did a really good job. I'm serious. We definitely want you to do it because I think you're going to make it in show business.
Okay.
All right, Doe?
Yeah, thanks, Kevin Bean.
Okay, Doe, sounds so bummed out.
Are you all right?
We had a nice time, right?
We all had a good time. That was entertaining.
Of course, Kevin Bean.
You did a good job. We're happy?
Yeah.
Wow, he's always so bummed.
Well, all right, Doe, man. Well, we'll look forward to talking to you again soon, sir.
And then I like some babes, Bean.
I understand you want some babes as well. Okay.
Sure.
Thanks, Doe.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin Bean.
Okay. Bye now.
I'm cooking!
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 7:52.
Time for the showbiz beat now. Here's Ralph.
Beer Mug is a fail. Even when he tries to do the right thing, he does the wrong thing. It's ridiculous. It's spectacular how unerringly wrong his instincts are.
Yeah, a lot of times he really is trying to help.
I know, and that's when he Fs up usually the worst.
You want to tell people what you're referring to?
Well, here's the thing. He's in here working here with you people. Can't you keep him in here is what all we're saying.
Who's him?
You don't let him just roam the halls and just go into any room.
Oh, Bean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you had like a rabid dog.
Right.
And you didn't want to put him down. You had to keep him.
Right.
I thought we were talking about Beer Mug. What happened? How did this get turned into?
You wouldn't, just let him just, let's just take him off the leash. Let's just let his foamy mouth just go up and down hallways, just nipping at people.
So Bean usually works from home, but he's here because we're doing the breakfast with Jack White tomorrow.
And here means in the studio.
Yes.
That's where here should be.
And so Ralph came in a second ago and said, you guys have to keep him in here.
He's trying to get Christine to date Doto. He's like, he's just running around just willy-nilly causing everyone's life nothing but misery.
First of all, Christine dating Doto is a great idea. But second of all, most of the time I spent in the office was pitching some guests to Dave for him to go after for our show. I was working.
I couldn't tell. Well, her was... Blah, 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 blah.
Then Ralph came in and said that, and then Beer Mug gave you a heads up there's only 10 seconds, and that made Ralph even more angry, because now Ralph's in here, you stay out
exactly.
there.
Exactly. What is he thinking?
Can't we all just get along,
no,
you guys?
No, we can't. Most of us can.
I'm not causing any trouble here. I'm just sitting over here doing my little job.
Oh, and trying to get Christine to date Doto.
That's a great idea.
Little job?
That's a great idea.
I do have to support that idea.
Thank you.
Oh, no.
Fire Beer Mug.
See, Lisa? You see what we're up against?
Oh, dear God.
Christine should date Doto.
Oh, stop it.
Would you love to have the intel on that, though? Imagine the story she would tell coming back from the dates about how that went.
Yeah. People say, the family, Kevin and Bean Show is like a big family. I say, yes. And Lisa May and I are the children of abusive alcoholic parents.
Yes, that's
how dare
exactly
you, sir.
Right.
That kind of family. It's that kind of family.
How dare you.
Where mom and dad are just... just knocking stuff over and ruining your life and embarrassing you in front of your friends, and you're afraid to go home because you don't know what you're going to find there when you show up.
It's perfect description.
Oh, my God. Therapy. So much
fire beer mug.
So much therapy. All right, let's take a look at today's show business news. I'm Tracy Morgan update.
Oh, yes, please.
Apparently still in critical condition. Doctors say he is responsive and they're hoping for recovery, but as you know... he was seriously injured in that accident, and his health was not great to begin with, so they are concerned on many levels about how quickly he can recover. The good news is, and I thought this was a class act, he was supposed to begin work on a new sitcom for the FXX network in New York City in August, now it appears as if it's going to have to be pushed back due to his hospitalization. But yesterday, the network made an announcement saying they will be waiting for him until he recovers. He's not going to lose this job because of the accident.
That's nice. Aww.
The only thing we are concerned with is the health and recovery of Tracy and the victims of this tragic accident, the network said in a statement. We will support Tracy and his family in every way possible throughout his recovery. At the point when Tracy has recovered and decides that he's ready to go back to work, his show will be waiting for him. As long as that happens within the next 10 days or so. TV news is Vincent D'Onofrio, one of my favorite actors.
Oh, he's so great.
He doesn't act enough.
Yeah, that's goddamn right, Lisa. I've missed him ever since he left Law & Order.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to be back in a new show. And the geek in me is equally happy as the actor fan because he has been cast as the Kingpin in the upcoming Netflix series Marvel's Daredevil.
So good.
Now, if you don't familiar with the Daredevil mythos, the Kingpin is the guy. He's the Joker to his Batman.
He's the guy who pretends he can't bowl, and then he just gets everybody's money because he's a great bowler, right? Wasn't that the Kingpin? What am I thinking of?
Put that in the file with prejudice.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't even like a good made-up. He pretends he can't bowl, and then he gets everyone's money because he can bowl.
In my defense, I never saw the Kingpin movie, so I was guessing.
Screw.
That was a bad guess.
You.
That wasn't what happened in that film.
We should take a vote and force people to take stuff back. Just everyone's like, if all of us agree, except for you.
In front of a jury of your peers?
But it has to be 100%.
He pretends he can't bowl and then...
I didn't see the movie. I just knew there was a movie called Kingpin about bowling.
Would you like to take that back? On the spot. It's an instant take back.
We just can't let it hang out there.
Can't wait. The Kingpin is a crime syndicate head who's vicious, murderous, strong, powerful, scary,
and
bald.
And he takes people's money by bowling.
Yeah, yes.
What I heard from that guy.
Wilson Fisk is his real name. It's a great villain name. Fisk. Just sounds evil.
Mm-hmm.
Does.
You guys aren't nearly as excited as I am.
Not at all.
No.
Not a bit.
And this is a horrible idea for a film. You ready for Sonic the Hedgehog the movie?
I don't think so.
No, no one needs this. The 23-year-old video game is about to get its own big-budget, big-screen motion picture adaptation. Now, the original video game has sold more than 140 million games. But, really?
It's not for plot points.
Is anyone playing Sonic the Hedgehog anymore? Is that a thing?
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't imagine.
It looks like it's going to be a kid film, naturally. Sony Pictures apparently thinks it'll be a nice follow-up to their Smurfs movies, which have done very well. So, no casting yet on who's going to play the Hedgehog.
Well, it's got to be Ron Jeremy, right?
I was going to say Ron Jeremy. That would have been my joke if I had had the chance to make it.
Be perfect for kids, too.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Oh, real quickly, come join me.
No.
Monday night. Nope.
No.
Friday night. Friday night. I'm not getting a lot of sleep this week. Friday night at the Improv on Melrose. Me and Kevin Smith doing our Hollywood Babylon show. We'd love to have you come out and join us. Boy, we had a good time last week. It was particularly drunken for me, so I had a
sweet
good time. I went off on a guy's name for about 20 minutes in the audience. It was, from what I remember, it was very entertaining.
Nobody cares.
The Improv on Melrose. Go to improv.com and click on Hollywood, and then the tickets for Friday night at 10 p.m. Hollywood Babylon. Me and Kevin Smith having a good time, and I think you will too. Celebrity birthdays. Gene Wilder is 81 years old today. I love Gene Wilder. One of my favorites.
Yeah.
You ever see The Producers, Kevin? You probably haven't because it's an older film. It was Mel Brooks' first film.
I don't think so.
Of course, the popular Broadway show
I
came
saw
after
that.
Back and everything. You saw that?
I did, yeah. My wife took me.
Gene Wilder and Zero Mostel were the original two guys who played those roles. And Gene Wilder, oh, man, so funny in that film. 81 years old today. Hugh Laurie is 55 years old. Peter Dinklage is 40. Hugh Laurie is 55 years old. Peter Dinklage is 45 years old. Joshua Jackson.
Woo!
Is 36. You know, if you're going to do it, commit to it.
Commit.
Really. My throat was a little froggy.
Joshua Jackson.
Woo!
He is for real. He is 36 years old, and Shia LaBeouf celebrates his 28th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Red Bull Sound Space here at K-Rock is getting a workout. Breakfast with Jack White on the Kevin Bean Show tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. And then next week, Lincoln Park stops by. If you'd like to be in the room, we'd like you to be there. Keep listening for a chance to call in and win those tickets and get more information and apply to win also online at krock.com.
What are we doing here? Do we really have to do this Kevin's Trailer Park thing?
Yes, Kevin. This is the time where every week there's another half a dozen movies out in the theater, and sometimes people have trouble deciding where to go, like what movie to go see.
Right.
And if they're like you, they just go to whatever the loudest movie is.
Stupid, dumb, absurd. Stupid, dumb, absurd. That's what you'll say if your movie's not too loud.
Time for
Kevin's Trailer Park.
Park.
Kevin's Trailer Park.
Park.
Who needs a storyline? Just put in a loud, loud park.
Thanks, Fred Schneider.
That's not true. I do like storylines.
You do,
but they have to tell the story loud. Story.
Okay. You like a lot of things blowing up in your movies, and that's why you brought some trailers in for us today.
It doesn't even have to be blowing up. It could be gunshots. It could be loud punch to the face.
Okay. All right.
Could be loud hot girls' boobies.
How does that work, Trailer Park Kevin? I mean, Party Bus Kevin. You're also sort of Trailer Park Kevin a little bit.
No, the segment's called The Trailer Park because it's about movie trailers.
That's right.
Not trailer parks.
Okay.
I am drunk, but I am smarter than you.
That's actually true also. How are boobies loud, though?
You don't know. You're stupid, dumb, absurd.
I am stupid, dumb.
Just
all right.
Let it go.
What films do you have for us today, Party Bus Kevin?
First movie of the trailers of the movie is Planet of the Apes, Rise Against.
I think it's Rise of the Planet of the Apes is what the movie's called.
Rise Against the Machine of that the Apes use.
All right, let's hear what this one's all about.
We don't mean any harm!
Oh, good loud yelling!
It was a virus created by scientists in a lab.
I love viruses.
They can't blame the apes.
Who the hell else am I going to blame?
That's right, apes.
We need to give them a chance. Welcome to animals.
No, don't give him a chance. Shoot him.
I've seen things. I've seen the way they are.
Mm-hmm. Go. Shoot the apes.
They want what we want.
No, don't shoot.
Can't shoot. Shoot the apes. Shoot. God damn it. Shoot.
Go. Go.
Oh.
Where?
Ah.
Apes. Together.
Ah.
Strong.
War, it's not what you want.
Yeah,
there must be another way.
No, I want war. I want loud war.
War has already begun.
Yeah! Yeah, look, that was loud, but it was mostly loud music. But still, I like it. Because you know something good is going to happen when the music is getting louder, then more good happens.
So how many louds for that one, for Rise of the Planet of the Apes?
Well, there's a lot of talking, which decreases the loud factor.
It does decrease, okay.
But I say three louds.
Three louds. Okay, that's worth going to see then, right?
Yeah! Anything over two louds, I am the opening day.
All right, Party Bus Kevin, what's your next film today in the trailer?
Oh, next film looks so boring. Oh, it's The Boys from New Jersey.
Jersey Boys?
That's what I just said. And it's stupid singers from New Jersey who are old.
This is the Clint Eastwood-directed movie.
Though. Old.
Okay, old.
Clint Eastwood, old. Old director for an old movie about old singers singing old music.
All right, let's hear
I want to die.
Let's hear a little Jersey Boys.
Oh, snapping's not loud.
You want to hear the real story? I'm
no.
The one you want to talk to, Tommy DeVito. Ugh. If it wasn't for me, we all would wind up with a bullet in our head.
Oh, stupid, dumb, absurd.
Like that, you should change your name to Sinatra.
I'm going to be as big as Sinatra.
I would love to introduce you to a new discovery of mine, Frankie Valli.
Oh. Oh, my God, his songs are awful.
I've never heard a voice like Frankie Valli's.
Frankie, the world is going to hear that voice.
Listen, we got something for you, all right?
Oh. Sherry. Oh, God, an oldie. I hate oldie songs.
Is that a different sound? I love this record!
I hate this movie! Oh, it seems like it's got no balls.
TV, the personal appearances.
Oh, keeps going.
Cut Tommy loose right then. That's what you think? You're not from Jersey.
Doesn't anyone own a gun? You're from Jersey. Don't they have gangsters?
Four seasons!
First of all, everyone knows there are five seasons. There's spring, fall, winter, autumn, hockey.
All right, so that's Jersey Boys. What do you think about that one?
Oh, two louds down.
Two louds down.
Minus seven louds. Old music, old people, old director. Kill me now.
All right, so you won't be seeing that one.
I'll go if my wife makes me.
Kevin's Trailer Park.
Don't forget Breakfast with Jack White tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, right here on the Kevin DeBean Show on K-Rock. And right now, the beautiful, the lovely Ashley Escada from CNET joins us in studio here on K-Rock. Hi, Ashley.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm great. How's everybody?
We're fine. It's great to see you. You are a writer for CNET, an on-air personality, and senior editor of a new show called Tomorrow Daily, which debuts, what, Monday?
Monday, yeah. It's been this has been an insane week, because not only do we have rehearsals all week for the show, we have E3 happening. So
right.
This has been... I haven't really slept.
Now, I was interested with something you said right as the song was ending, which is you're not one of these people that they pulled in and forced to go to E3. You're somebody who, even before you had this job, it sounds like, has been going to E3 for a long time.
Oh, man. I used to fib about my age to get into E3.
Really?
So, yeah, because you have to be 18 to get in. And so it's terrible. I'm admitting to breaking laws. It's always been really fun. I've been going since 2000. So, oh my God,
that's
been 14 years.
More years than you want to admit to.
No, yeah, absolutely. And but I've had I got my very first Nintendo, my NES, when I was 3 years old for my birthday from my mom.
Nice.
So I've been gaming for a long time.
Your mom wanted you to shut the hell up.
Totally. I think she bought it more for herself. She wanted to get away from me.
Here, play this. Yeah. Enjoy.
Every time we talk to somebody who figured out a way to make a living like you're doing, we always think, hey, there must be a million people out there who want to do what you do, be able to be around technology and video games and things like that for a living. But B, how do you do it? How do you get it? How do you turn that into a career? Because lots of people grow up loving video games.
It's true. It's true. But I think if you have a certain level of enthusiasm about it, and you're also – I'm a big proponent of doing the work. And so it's – I started with nothing when I graduated college and worked for free for some people and got experience and then just – tried to, or at least thought I was, working harder than most people.
Wow.
And so that was how I got in. So I always tell people, if you have enthusiasm for it, you can do it. It's not that hard. You can start your own blog. It's free.
It is sort of funny to hear how hard you worked at playing video games.
It's very good. Let me tell you, it's really... so hard.
So how's E3 this year? There's one more day down at the convention center. What's it been like so far?
Well, there's actually two.
It's 2 days.
Two
days. Today and tomorrow.
Today
right?
and tomorrow. Yeah. And it's been very good. I was mentioning earlier, it's not about consoles this year. So I always hate that, like, last year we had a new generation of consoles, the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4. And it's always, here's the box. And we kind of have previews of games to show you, but we don't really have anything else. And
why did they bring out a box with no games?
And they go, here's all the technical abilities that it has, but we don't really have any games for you at launch.
Can't they wait till they have one game? Good game?
There should always be some really great console seller at launch.
Right.
I agree. And but apparently that's not the case. My PlayStation 4 was a $400 Rezo gun machine. It was a little indie game for about 6 months. It's still a great game. But yeah, finally there's some other titles that I'm super interested in. But yeah, this has been a year all about games. So the press conferences this year from all three big companies have been games, games, games. Here's all the great stuff that's finally coming out that you have been waiting for. And Microsoft had Sunset Overdrive, which just looks super violent.
Beer Mug, that's your game?
Yeah. Beer Mug. That's the game.
Yeah. But wait, I thought that's a game you play with other people. Mugs can't have any friends.
Hey. Yeah, you're going to need to get seven more friends.
Oh,
that's going to be pretty
tough. Never going to happen.
Yeah. You may, in fact, pass away before that. Sunset Overdrive just looks so amazing. It's hyper-violent and really cartoonish, and it's just so great. Rise of the Tomb Raider, so the sequel to the Tomb Raider reboot or the origin story, and also a for Halo fans, the Master Chief Collection, which is going to have all the previous multiplayer maps remastered so everybody can sort of relive their nostalgia of Halo.
Now, games that you're seeing this week are available when? Like in the fall?
Sometimes. A lot of the games you'll see holiday or later this year.
That's BS.
It's a long time.
It sort of happens that way. And they'll come out and they'll show you something and they'll go, 2015. You go, what?
That's been a lot of games. Like Nintendo yesterday teased the new Legend of Zelda, which looks unbelievable. It's all open world. It's gorgeous.
So where can I buy it?
We aren't going to tell you.
You can buy it in the future.
Yeah, you can't even play it on the show floor. We just showed you maybe a 20-second clip of the world, and then we'll talk about it next year. It's a big tease.
Yeah. This is the voice of Ashley Escada from CNET. The show, by the way, is called Tomorrow Daily, debuting Monday night. In addition to games, we heard a lot about new technologies this year, including the Oculus Rift. Have you had much experience with that?
There's at E3, they have the Oculus Rift and Sony's virtual reality headset. And, man, that thing is crazy. And it's really interesting as somebody who wears glasses, so mm-hmm. I'm sure you're... Sure, you can sympathize. It's weird to put something on your head with glasses on, but mm-hmm. if I am not wearing glasses, it's kind of disorienting in some way because I guess my brain wants to think that I need to be wearing glasses.
Right.
But it's really cool. And there's some very strange feelings that you have. I remember when it first came out, I had a roller coaster demo that was insane. You'd put it on and it would just mess with your brain.
And did you really feel like you're on a roller coaster?
Did you get motion sickness?
Some people had motion sickness for sure, and there was a lot of that, but a lot of the development over the course of the last couple years has really kind of fixed that in a lot of ways, but there's still people who kind of have issues.
And they're coming out with a new version, a 2.0 or something later this year, right?
Yeah, they've got they keep having new iterations of it, and Crystal Cove was one of the more recent updates. And I think that one is going to be really either retail or close to, and that'll be sort of the one that...
How long until that becomes commonplace?
Man, I don't know. I was just talking yesterday about... I find it really fascinating that people like... Valve are talking about doing sort of this Rift, like RiftCon or Oculus Rift, to do like RiftCon. So it'd be a conference, but I was like, do you go there to check out games or do you wear the headset and go to the conference virtually?
Ooh, oh, so you're just nice. Sitting in your living room?
Yeah, and then you pick like a little avatar, like you would create a character and then you could just walk around the conference.
Sure. You're a giant dork.
I really am.
I love that.
It's an illness.
Is this the type of thing, as fast as this, is this virtual reality? Is that what we're talking about? It's virtual reality,
yeah,
right?
It's VR.
As fast as this is growing, is this the type of thing that is going to have applications soon, well beyond gaming?
I think it'll be
a vacation for you. You want a vacation? You're in Hawaii, right?
So we're getting the Total Recall at this point. I think there's going to be medical applications. I mean, obviously, somebody in residency would be able to virtually, you know, do an operation on somebody. There's all kinds of different ways that technology kind of trickles out into the real world. And it's really cool to sort of see all the inventive things that different industries and different people come up with that particular type of technology. So, yeah, I absolutely think in the future, I mean, it could be in a couple years, it could be in 10 years, but I definitely think at some point we're going to start seeing really practical applications of virtual reality tech.
There are so many smart people out there doing things. I just can't even imagine.
Much smarter than
anyone we know, that's for sure. All right, Ashley Escada is here from CNET. We're going to take a quick break, come back more. I want to talk about the Amazon 3D phone when we get back, too, because that is beyond me. I don't even understand what we're talking about when we're talking about a 3D phone.
Might even be beyond me.
I don't know. And we'll find out more about the new show debuting Monday on CNET called Tomorrow Daily when we return right after this on K-Rock.
That guy can play.
That guy can play. We'll find out if he can talk tomorrow. Breakfast with Jack White here on the Kevin Bean Show on K-Rock. Ashley Escada in studio with us right now. She is with CNET. And it occurred to me when I brought you on that there may still be people out there who don't know what CNET is.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. CNET is a very big technology website. We talk about all things tech. There's also some nerd things in there. We talk about like the new Star Wars movie, things like that.
You have a lot of reviews.
Yeah, lots
well,
of phones, everything. Televisions. I mean, pretty much everything. We have a great auto section. So if you want to learn about car tech or just cars in general, we have a great team that works on car tech and all that stuff. So it's really a huge website.
It is huge, yes.
Tons of content.
Do I need a curved TV? Because everybody's now starting to tell us that we do.
For right now, I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Because there's still a little bit of a... an adjustment. Like, if you're not sitting directly center and you're not really close to the TV, it's not immersive. If you're buying, you know, a 55-inch, 65-inch TV, it doesn't really start making a difference unless it's, you know, 110 inches, which I'm not buying 110-inch television anytime soon because they're, you know, like the
amount
of my
student
loans.
You don't have a room big enough for it.
Well, yeah, and they cost as much as my student loans do, so I've got to pay those off first.
We saw a, what did I say it was this morning, a 350-inch TV?
Ugh. I don't know.
$1.6 million.
Oh, right.
It's out there.
Nope.
No way.
Just
nope.
came out. Not yet.
Nope. Nope.
I have to wait till it comes down to at least 1.5.
Yeah. I'm going to need to wait for just sub 1 million. I think maybe I could swing that. Sell my house.
I asked you before the break, Ashley, about the Amazon 3D phone. What is a 3D phone?
And why?
This is a very interesting thing. So we don't actually know a whole lot about the Amazon phone. They're having an event on the 18th of this month, so next week. And they released this sort of teaser video with it was kind of funny because it looked like people were looking down at their junk, like going, wow, it's amazing. Like, it's just kind of entertaining. But it was also a very eagle-eyed viewers noticed that in one frame of the shot, there was a phone. Somebody was holding a phone.
Okay.
The very top of a phone with a headphone jack on top. And so the rumor is that there's going to be this unique interface that Amazon has designed that sort of subtly moves with you. So if you move the phone or if you're moving, it sort of has a 3D effect. So it's not necessarily like, whoa, 3D.
It's not 3D, but it's a 3D effect.
Yeah, it's almost like I haven't seen it or we don't know much about it. But I would imagine it would be something in the same vein as iOS 7 on your iPhone. You have parallax. So when you tilt your phone side to side, you have almost that sort of 3D feeling to it, but it might be a little bit less subtle than that.
Hmm.
So that's what I think it might be.
I don't feel like I need that yet.
it's one of those things that seems like it would just be a really cool thing to show to people.
Right.
Be like, wow, look at how cool this is. But I don't know practically. Like, I don't find that with an iPhone. I have an iPhone and an HTC One. I don't find that I look at my iPhone and go, wow, that is such a cool feature, like every day. Like, I'm not like, man, I'm so glad I got an iPhone for that parallax. Like, nobody's doing that.
Remember Siri and how excited everybody was about that? Oh,
yeah.
And you could ask it questions. And then it's just a month later, you go, understand me, so.
The best part about Siri is all the Easter eggs. So it's like if you ask Siri for a plot of a movie that has a robot in it, like, that's the fun thing. So if you go, what's the plot of Star Wars? And she's like, it's about two assistants who, you know, save the galaxy and have all these. So she always makes the movie about the robot. It's actually kind of funny. So if you have an iPhone, you can try that.
Let me ask you about one more thing that's in the 3D realm. And I did see this on CNET, and I don't know anything about it, and I hope you do. It's a Google 3D mobile world called Project Tango. Does that mean anything to you?
God, Project Tango. Google does a lot of these. They have this thing called Google Labs. And so they have all these crazy projects that they work on. And there's so many different things that they do in that I just don't know. I mean.
They just leak out like small parts of stuff that may never come to fruition.
Sometimes they do stuff and then it's like, oh, we're going to do this thing. Like the Nexus Q a couple years ago was a big thing. It was this, it looked like a little Death Star and it sat on your home entertainment system and you could throw music to it and you could have people start a queue of movies or music. And it never even went to retail. It just sort of got into the hands of some Google I/O attendees.
They just throw a bunch of stuff out there to see if people like it or
I think
hey, look at this, you can't have it.
I think they're really interested in seeing like, oh man, like we're really excited about this technology or that technology, so let's put a team together and make something happen, and then if it works, great, and if not, then we'll just move on.
But I see.
I kind of like that about Google, where they're always looking for, I mean, they have this thing called Project Loon, where it's balloons that give internet service to parts of the world that don't have it.
Now that's for real, because I thought that was an April Fool's joke or something when I read about that.
Oh, trust me, that is a real thing.
How can a balloon give them internet access?
Black magic. I'm not really sure. I'm sure Google employs wizards. They can afford it.
They've
got to have somebody.
And how do you keep a balloon in the air in one spot?
Well, they're actually remote controlled. So what they're saying is the point of this would be to bring connectivity to people who either don't have it or bring connectivity to areas that have been hit by natural disasters. So if there's a tsunami, they can bring connection to people in that area without needing services on the ground.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
Hey, in our remaining moments, Ashley, tell us about your new show that debuts Monday.
Well, it's again, it's Tomorrow Daily is the name of the show, and I'm going to be co-hosting that with one Rich DeMuro.
We know Rich. We have Rich on from Channel 5 all the time.
Yeah, yeah. He's a good guy.
Had
until we met Ashley.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
Please tell him he just lost a gig.
He's much more tan than I am, so I don't know why you guys would have me over him. He's such a golden Southern California boy. I love it.
Yeah.
So we're going to be hosting together, and the show is really kind of the tech show I've always wanted to see, which is I love late night, and I love the things that Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon are doing with these sort of segments that are really fun, and they're not necessarily, you know, like, oh, here's, you know, the celebrity interview, and here's the format of the show every single day.
Right.
And so we came up with a ton of segment ideas, and some of the things you're going to be seeing are I love interacting with the audience, and so we're going to be reading overly dramatic internet comments.
I like it.
Yeah. And,
I like it.
Because there are so many of those, it's just a well that you can keep drawing from.
Well, that President Obama sure is a socialist, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. So, well, and there's so many with technology, even like technology-based ones. There's people who are just like, you know, of course, the Apple is doomed. That's a recurring theme in internet comments. You know, Android is this, or there's so many evangelical phone users. So we're going to have something like that. We're going to do Kickstarter features, different things that sort of people would like to know about, but we're going to do it with a fun point of view. So
sounds awesome.
Yeah.
So it's not nerdy. You're not going to be talking about stuff that we can't understand.
Yeah, no, I don't really feel like I need to. There's so many other, including our own reviews writers, so many other people who get into the nitty gritty of technology that for me, it's like, I love technology. It's a celebration of all of the greatest things that are happening right now. Like we're so lucky to live in this time, and there's so many amazing
inventions. But we're so unlucky to not live 500 years from now.
That's very true. Even 100 years
from now.
Bean
can make anything negative. That's what it's his talent.
But I always love the idea that I could wake up on any given morning, and I've been like this since I was a kid, and find that something has been invented or introduced to the world that has just changed our lives forever. I mean, I remember
Absolutely.
The first time I logged in to the internet, and it blew my little mind, and I couldn't believe that.
I think it's the greatest invention of my lifetime, by the way.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean,
I really
it's
do.
Just really, it's really expanded so much. I mean, I was telling you guys during the break, I met my husband because of the internet. We met playing, the forums of a video game.
Look at you. You couldn't get a date in real life. You had to use the internet. You had
not.
No choice.
I just want to just reiterate, she met her husband
in a forum for a video game.
And talked to him for, what did you say, a year and a half before you ever met him?
Yeah, yeah. We just chit-chatted about the game. It's the Star Wars Galaxies. That was the game. And we were both smugglers. So we were both, want to be Han Solo. Want to be cool.
Did you have a Star Wars theme wedding, Ashley?
No, thank God, no.
That's disappointing to me to hear that.
How could you not?
I couldn't get the Chewbacca costume on time. I'm sorry. It didn't work out.
All right. Well, we are out of time. Tomorrow Daily debuts Monday. Is it a weekly show?
It'll be daily Monday through Thursday.
Whoa, that's a lot of work.
Hence the daily and Tomorrow Daily.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Ah.
Thank you so much for coming in. We really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much for having me.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 5 minutes till 9.
The Ace Man joins us coming up right after the top of the hour. Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage. In the meantime, here's Ralph. Time for another look at the show, Biz Beat.
Speaking of Ralph, he is... Hi, how are you?
Good to see you.
Yeah. Modest Yahoo stopped by, everybody. Modest Yahoo stopped by the studio.
That's beer mug.
What?
Yeah, that's just beer mug right there.
Why?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what he's doing. I have no idea.
I thought it was a Hasidic hockey player.
He does have a hockey jersey on.
He does.
I didn't know they made hockey jerseys that big, by the way.
Oh, sure. For
They're
goalies,
all that big.
They got all the pads.
I guess they have to because of the pads.
That's
definitely
a Quick jersey.
That's a Jonathan Quick jersey.
Oh,
yeah, so,
I see.
Yeah.
Quick,
same size Quick wears.
Right.
Yeah. Only
Beerbug
has no pads on whatsoever.
Oh, and he's definitely straining it. There's
the
no
seams
question.
Are splitting. That's all you need to know.
It might give in the next hour.
Do want to give you a heads up that this week, Friday night at 10 p.m., Kevin Smith and I, of course, back on stage at the Improv on Melrose for Hollywood Babylon.
That sounds unnecessary.
It's very necessary because we love to do it and people seem to enjoy it. So come on out and join us. Get your tickets at improv.com. Just click on the Hollywood link and it'll give you opportunity to buy tickets and join us this Friday night at 10
Not
p.m.
so much.
Yeah, come on out. Speaking of tickets, how about some free tickets to a place so magic they actually named it after magic?
Johnson?
Mountain.
Oh.
It's a place. Magic Mountain.
Yay!
It is, and I mean this quite literally, a mountain of magic.
Huh.
That's true.
That's what you go there, and it's a giant mountain made of magic.
Let's not discount Kevin's first impulse, though. Could it be Magic Johnson you're giving away here?
It could not be. No. But I've got season passes to Magic Mountain, Six Flags Magic Mountain. You will get a pair of season passes to this awesome amusement park. There's only a few days left to ride Batman the Ride and Colossus backwards. And you may have heard the tragic news. Colossus, soon to be dismantled. It's gonna go away. So here's your chance to ride it backwards. You only have until June 15th to experience these roller coasters in a whole new way. And then you get a season pass. You can go there for a year. It's awesome. One winner will get this amazing package.
I feel like that's too much for one winner. But go ahead.
Is there some way we can crap it up? You got to take Beer Mug.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
His season passes, but every time you go, Beer Mug has to go with you.
Done.
You will never eat anything at Magic Mountain. Are you done with that? Can I have a bite of that? Can I have a lick of your ice cream? It's gone. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. And let's say caller number six, since it is Six Flags Magic Mountain. You get your annual pass. One lucky winner. Talking to my dad the other day, this is completely aside. Talking to my dad the other day, and he's, you know, he's up there in age, and he lives down there in near Camp Pendleton, down there near San Diego.
Right.
And so I was talking to him, and he listens to us from time to time on the webcast, and I know that he streams it from time to time. So he's pretty abreast of what I do for a living. And talked to him just last night, and he had gone out to dinner with my sister, and I was catching up and see what was going on. I said, "All right, Dad, I love you, and I'll talk to you soon." He said, "All right, I love you too. Thanks for the phone call. Fire Beer Mug."
Your dad said
my
that.
My dad said that.
Come on. Your dad,
my dad
signed off
our phone conversation with a Fire Beer Mug before he
You'll recall we spoke with Beer Mug's mother a couple of months ago, and she signed off the conversation with Fire Beer Mug.
It is. It's a phenomenon.
It is.
It's taking over. Kourtney Kardashian is battling morning sickness and all the stuff that goes along with being pregnant with a new baby. But her baby daddy, Scott Disick, is apparently still out there partying, having a good time, rocking Southampton, New York like a rock star. And friends say Kourtney Kardashian may have had enough. Well, who could have seen this coming? How could she have known that he would be a poor husband slash baby daddy to be by her side during her pregnancy?
It's rare to see anyone on TV where if you looked for something good about this person, you couldn't find it.
Yeah.
Apparently, he has checked into a hotel despite the fact that the Kardashian family is renting a house in an affluent neighborhood there in Southampton during the summer. Looks like he has been tossed.
Oh.
Well, I mean, in his defense, he was awful during her first two pregnancies.
Well, there's that.
So he's consistent, if nothing else. Listen, what point does she say, "I'm going to stop having children with this"?
Yeah,
light,
I agree.
Doofus?
I agree.
If they've never been happy together, why do you keep having babies?
Maybe there's no way to prevent pregnancy.
Well,
yet.
That is true.
Maybe they haven't.
Science really needs to buckle down and get us an answer for that.
I mean, you do it one time, you're going to have a baby.
Some sort of barrier.
This is how it works.
That's all for Morrissey, folks.
That's all.
That's all. He has now canceled the rest of the shows on his U.S. tour. They say it's his lungs. He got a respiratory infection he caught in Miami, and it just will not go away.
Are we sure he's not just sad?
Well, he's always been sad, but he kept performing. He has scrapped the scheduled concerts and those that were rescheduled for the ones he has missed. That means no Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York, with special guest Sir Cliff Richard.
How about that?
You say that like it's a good thing. How about that?
I was very excited about that double bill.
How about that?
I can't imagine
a
show.
Right?
I'd less want to go to than Morrissey, but first I have to sit through Cliff Richard.
Morrissey?
So good.
Called Cliff Richard and said, "Hey, come open for me." Cliff Richard had no idea who Morrissey was, but Googled him on the internet and thought he looked like a nice man.
Cliff Richard had nothing better to do, and so he said, "Sure, I'll do that." Is there donuts? Because now Cliff Richard will work for a crawler.
I was excited about that
you
show.
You are the worst.
And I am sad to hear it will not be happening.
So, nothing. Nothing from Morrissey. However, he still will be releasing his new album, World Peace is None of Your Business, on July 15th. So you can catch that. And let me do a preemptive strike here by saying, all you Morrissey fans, just save your emails.
Have a hot dog, all right?
Save them. And have a hot dog. Yes, that's what I meant to say. Today's celebrity birthdays. Gene Wilder is 81 years old today. You get nothing. Good day, sir. That's what they say to him on his birthday.
I like it.
Hugh Laurie is 55 years old. Peter Dinklage turns 45. Joshua Jackson is 36 years old. And Shia LaBeouf turns 28 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Wednesday mornings means we catch up with our good friend Adam Carolla. You can go to adamcarolla.com to find out that everything that's going on with the new book, President Me, with the movie that's being made, and, of course, all the live appearances, including one just added. The 7:30 show on Saturday night, July 19th at the Gas Lamp in Long Beach has been sold out for some time. So they've added a second show. There's a 10 p.m. show now, just added to tickets available at adamcarolla.com. And don't forget, if you're going to Las Vegas in August, check out the Treasure Island Hotel and Casino Mangria Party. Hey, Ace Man, how are you?
Doing great. How you doing?
You did an AMA yesterday on Reddit. What was the craziest question one of your fans asked you?
They wanted... Oh, man. Well, first off, there's now a new form of these things where they go, tell us the least funniest comedian. And then, you know... They try to give you an answer. You know, I'm not going to say Dane Cook, so I'm not.
Right.
So, but they want you to blurt something out, and then they'll Twitter that person, and then they'll start a war or whatever.
I see.
So you have to sit around and try to figure out what questions you're going to answer, what questions are going to start some sort of Twitter feud and all that kind of stuff. But it's kind of fun. Everyone's question for me... really, the only question I ever get is, who the hell's typing this? That's all I get.
No,
really, it's just an hour.
Because they know it's not you.
Saying, a guy in my office is typing this.
I love it. All right. Well, they do put those AMAs up after the fact if you want to get all the questions for Carolla. He joins us each week at this time for a feature we like to call This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
Well, starting at 3 and working our way up to number 1. First off, just saw a picture of the new skinny Tom Arnold. I don't like it. And I got to tell all the formerly fat people out there, if you're planning on getting skinny, we don't like it.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
We don't. First off, we know you as the fat guy first. Like, whatever you are, whatever your nationality, sexual proclivities, whatever your job is, first job in our mind is we know you as the fat guy.
But isn't it healthy for them to lose that weight?
Well, yeah, for them, Kevin. But what about us?
Remember how uncomfortable we all were with Joni Hill when he went through that 1 year where he wasn't the fat guy? No one liked it.
I barely could get out of bed. I'm just saying, and by the way, you don't go. See, here's the mistake. Especially for the fellas when they lose the weight. They think they go from fat to thin. They don't go from fat to thin. They go from fat to weird. All you do is look weird now to us. We don't understand you. We can't figure out. That was your identity. And I, for one, like fat people because it makes me feel better about myself.
Exactly.
When you get into it with a fat person, you always win. If a fat cop writes you a chicken-ass ticket and you just stare in your rear view as he waddles back to his cruiser, you think, I've won. He's fat, but I've won. If some guy swipes a parking spot that you're going to grab at the Costco,
right,
and he gets out of the car and he sees a lard ass, you go, I win, don't
That's
I?
Right.
Don't, there's, no matter what happens, no matter what, every once in a while you'll see some super rich guy climb out of a Bentley in front of some salon in Beverly Hills, and you see he's fat, and you go, I win. Mm-hmm. I'm driving a Daihatsu Charade, but I win.
And by the way, let's bring up Al Sharpton while we're at it here, Adam. Does anyone look weirder with a bigger bobblehead than Al Sharpton since he lost all that weight?
Oh, my God. Somebody's got to get Sharpton together with Arnold, together with no one has to talk to Jonah Hill. He heard my words a year ago and say, look, you got that Al Sharpton is perfect. He went from fat to weird, right?
That's absolutely, 100%.
Put the velour jogging suit back on and jog right on over to Roscoe's.
There you go.
Would you please? Jesus Christ, you're driving us nuts. You're freaking us out. All right, the signs. You know I complain about the freeway signs with the stupid clicketer ticket, the meaningless clicketer ticket.
Right.
Because everyone who's driving a car is wearing their seatbelt, and those who aren't, they ain't. And your stupid sign's not going to do it. Now they alternate the clicketer ticket, the meaningless clicketer ticket, with the super meaningless severe drought. All that does is depress me. Like, what do you want me to do? Run home, collect some rainwater or something? I'm not turning on the spigots before I leave the house anyway. We're in Southern California. It's hot. We're in a drought. But what do you want me to do about it? The whole point is my faucet is turned off and my seatbelt is on. So what do you want me to do about the clicket or the ticket? And I realize we have thousands of these electronic freeway signs lit up all over Southern California, and we say nothing on them. Why don't we just start selling it to Pepsi? Or you know, Mountain Dew or Red Bull, like, start renting those signs out. Could you imagine the millions and millions of dollars of income the city would get?
But Los Angeles does not need that kind of income. I don't think.
We could, honestly, clicker tickets is zero, right?
Yeah, agreed.
And it costs us money because we're burning kilowatts, lighting up a sign that no one gives a rat's ass about. Just give it to Red Bull, and we'll make $10 million a day off all the revenue.
Winner.
Need to stay awake while you're on the road? Boom!
Boom, Red Bull.
All right.
And number one, I had this revelation. Think about this. Remember when you were a kid and you'd be in junior high and some kid, for some unknown reason, would just have a McDonald's bag with them? And you'd go, oh, my God, you got McDonald's? And they go, yeah, I got McDonald's. You go, wow, could I have one French fry? Seriously, I will perform oral on you if you can give me just half of one of those fries and a little spittle of ketchup. And it was a big deal that a guy had McDonald's in this place where there wasn't McDonald's and had a fence around it. It's essentially a prison yard, but it was a schoolyard. But either way, it was a big deal. And then you realize once you get outside of school, McDonald's is no big whoop anymore, right? You're walking past McDonald's, you go to the In-N-Out or wherever, but it ain't no big deal. Then I realized when you're at the airport, once you get past security, uh-oh, my phone's going.
Uh-oh.
Once you get past security, I'm hopping on another one because I'm on a roll. Once you get past security, McDonald's is now a big deal again. You ever go to the airport and you see 29 white people who are rich waiting in line to go to a goddamn McDonald's?
Yeah.
You never see that on the outside, do you?
Interesting.
You don't go by the McDonald's in Encino and see a whole bunch of well-to-do whiteys 29 deep standing in there to get a McNugget, do you?
There's something about McDonald's being in a place where you don't expect it or where it's not supposed to be that makes it thrilling.
It's like cigarettes on a prison yard. I just realized the other side of security is our old junior high school yard.
Wow.
At the airport.
That's deep.
Because you do. Don't you walk down the, when you're walking to your gate, you go, oh, hey, they got a McDonald's. Whoa, they got the same menu in here as they got on the ones. But what? Since when do you slow down for a McDonald's? Only in the airport.
Only in the airport. Excellent point. That's why he's the next president of the United States, ladies and gentlemen. Go to adamcarolla.com to buy the new book, President Me, and don't miss his new live show just announced. It's a late show on Saturday night, July 19th, at the Gaslamp Restaurant and Bar in Long Beach. Tickets available right now, just added at adamcarolla.com. Ace Man, have a great week. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Thank you.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
He was driving 110 miles per hour in Florida and got pulled over by the CHP.
Okay.
And the guy pretty
now,
much...
Now, why were the California Highway Patrol in Florida?
That is a great question.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it so much.
Me too.
Ralph is here. Time for a final look at the showbiz beat here on a Wednesday morning, Kevin Bean Show. What's going on?
I want to give everybody a heads up who have been asking, where can I see that Hollywood Babylon show you do with Kevin Smith?
People ask you that?
They do. And they also ask, where's the music for the showbiz beat?
I was wondering that as well.
They often ask me that as well.
Fire beer mug.
So we're not going to have, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we got it. Oh.
Just now.
It's uncanny that he's wearing the quick jersey.
Yeah. But he's anything but. Ironically.
It says quick on his back.
Yeah, it does.
And yet...
he's not.
Who has been less?
Correct.
Whereas Jonathan Quick is aptly named.
He's actually both.
Jonathan Cantro is a massive tool.
How dare you?
That's Beer Mug's real name.
Yes.
In case you wanted to, I don't know, hunt him down. And by hunt down, I mean give a hearty handshake.
Sure.
And a clasp in the back and say, job well done, sir.
Well, don't say that.
Hollywood Babylon at the Improv on Melrose this Friday night at 10 p.m. We'd love to come out and we'd love to come out and join you, but sadly you have to come out and join us because we can't go to each of your homes. Yeah, it's a funny show. Kevin Smith and I, we have a good time. Come on and join us at the Improv on Melrose.
No.
Go to improv.com, click on Hollywood, and there you can purchase tickets. It's the magic of technology. Which also brings us that clip I saw this morning of Miley Cyrus going at it with Selena Gomez.
Going at it in a good way or in a bad way?
Oh, big battle. Big beef between Cyrus and Selena Gomez.
Well, who's going to win that Battle of the Titans?
Well, Miley probably will because it was actually a Selena Gomez cardboard cutout that she was fighting with. It was during Miley's concert over the weekend in Milan, Italy. She took a cardboard cutout of Selena Gomez from someone in the audience. Miley was singing her song F You while holding up the cutout.
Oh, she is out of control, huh?
She was singing the following lyrics. I really don't have much to say. I was over the second I saw her name. I got two letters for you. One of them's F and the other one's U. First of all, that's an awful lyric. But secondly, it is on. Miley then tossed the cardboard Selena Gomez back into the audience.
Do we know?
The cardboard Selena Gomez was taken to a cardboard hospital. Where she is currently cardboard recovering after a cardboard surgery.
Do we know anything about why there would be animosity between those two? Do they have a beef?
Oh, they had this guy once.
Right?
I don't know.
We don't know. We don't care.
I'm assuming there was some boy bander they shared at some point who threw over one of them for another one. Or I don't know. Maybe they were at a big Disney Christmas party and someone pooped in the punch bowl.
Okay.
I just want
then to. I'd have to like him, though.
Yeah, that's Kevin's kind of comedy right there.
I thought it was pretty cool.
It was not cool, pooping in that punch bowl, Miley Cyrus. Sonic the Hedgehog is a 23-year-old video game. It's been around for 23 years.
Wow.
That nutty Sonic.
I feel like we've moved past that.
Well, maybe you have, but Sony Pictures hasn't. Apparently, they think he's popular enough to give him his own big-screen, big-budget, live-action movie adventures. Sonic the Hedgehog the movie.
Do you think these executives are just looking around their office going, well, there's an old...
There's a Sharpie. Sharpie the movie? The movie? No.
Stapler the movie? No.
Why do I still have this old video game?
Hey, wait a minute. Video games are popular with someone, aren't they?
Sega the movie? No. Wait a minute. Sonic! Sonic the Hedgehog the movie.
What's happening?
Well, in his defense, Sonic can run at supersonic speeds and curl himself into a ball.
Is that... Oh, okay.
Hey, spoiler alert.
What could be more cinematic than that?
I can't wait into a ball.
Can't wait to see him roll into someone and hurt them. That's much like Beer Mug does when he's drunk.
That's a pretty passive hero right there.
Well, you don't know anything.
They'll probably have his picture there with a...
They probably will. Great casting news. Vincent D'Onofrio, one of my favorite actors. First of all, is there anybody who has more range than Vincent D'Onofrio? Think about the varied roles he has played.
And he disappears into them.
Yeah, actually. he really does.
I remember noticing him first in Ventures in Babysitting with Elizabeth Shue. God, I loved her in that movie. But he played Thor in that. Remember the little girl's obsessed with Thor and they find this car mechanic? Look at Kevin. He's got nothing. Just a blank.
I don't know who you're talking about.
I know you've seen this movie.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
He's the heavyset guy from Law & Order.
I don't watch that show.
He might know him
from... Too many words in that show. Maybe know him from Full Metal Jacket, where he played the mentally impaired private who ended up going ballistic at the end of that film.
Oh, I do remember that. I watched that movie, and I do remember that.
Private
what are the chances?
Get off my obstacle!
Pile.
Yeah, right.
And he's got a wooden hand, if I remember correctly.
No, he doesn't. Just... Anyway, see, you suck all the fun out of these stories, Kevin.
I'm just doing my best, man.
Your brain is such a black hole. It sucks all the energy right out of everything.
I don't know what to tell you.
What's Vincent D'Onofrio up to, Ralph?
Anyway.
I love that guy.
He's been cast as the Kingpin in the upcoming Netflix series Marvel's Daredevil. For those of you who know the lore of Daredevil, Kingpin is his main adversary, and that means that it's going to be some great acting. And I can't think of a better actor to play that role, actually. He was awesome.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, he's not available. Michael Clark Duncan played him in the feature film version with Ben Affleck. But... yeah, I think it's going to be terrific.
Just let it go.
All right, I will. I'll move on. I haven't yet. Do what you're talking about. I know you've seen every one of those movies.
That's possible.
Today's celebrity birthday is actor Gene Wilder. He is 81 years old today. He gets a little wilder every time we mention his birthday. GBGB Gene Baxter. Hugh Laurie, House, 55 years old today. He's coming to town. He's going to play his jazz music.
All right.
Kevin, would you be interested in seeing Hugh Laurie play jazz?
No.
See, I would. He's 55 today. Peter Dinklage is 45. Joshua Jackson celebrates his 36th birthday. And actor Shia LaBeouf celebrates his 28th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, a big, huge Kevin and Bean show. We have Dana White, the president of the UFC, on the program. We have Dr. Drew on the show. We have Ice Cube on the show talking about 22 Jump Street.
Dr. Drew and Ice Cube on the same show? That's almost an NWA reunion.
That's Dr. Dre.
Just keep talking, man. Just
unbelievable.
Keep talking. There's no way, there's no way to get out on stage.
I hate you so much.
No one goes away unhurt when he's here.
We have breakfast with Jack White also tomorrow. God.